Chapter 2. Father Timothy. I was found outside the Church of St. Mary in Delhi 18 years ago on Christmas Day. Who put me there and why? I do not know. But I lived at St. Mary's Church orphanage for 2 years before Father Timothy, a kind priest, gave me a home. He also gave me a name. "I'll call the boy Ram Mohammed Thomas," he said. "That will make people of all religions happy to meet him." Father Timothy had a very large house near the church, which had a big garden full of fruit trees. He had lived in India for many years, but he was born in York, in the north of England. 3 times a year, Father Timothy went to England to visit his mother. He taught me to speak English, and my 6 years with him were the happiest of my life. Many street children came to the church gardens to play cricket and football, and I soon began to feel part of a big family. Father Timothy taught me about the life of Jesus, and I learned about other religions from the street children and their parents. The church had coloured glass windows. Above the altar was a large crucifix of Christ and the letters INRI. I often looked up at it as I sat and enjoyed the church music, and I loved the Christmas tree at Christmas. For the first few years of my life, I believed that Father Timothy was my real father. I was surprised to hear other people call him father, and that I had so many brothers and sisters. Also, Father Timothy was white, and I was not, and I found this strange. One day, I asked him about it, and he explained that I was an orphan child. For the first time, I understood the difference between father, which is what people call their priest, and a father of children in a family. That night, I cried myself to sleep. Father Timothy was a wonderful priest. I saw him give money to poor people and visit the sick. He always had a smile on his face. I was 8 years old when he died. It was the worst day of my young life. "It's a sad story, Ram," Smita says to me now. "What happened to you then?" "I was sent to a children's home," I say.
"I see," she replies. She looks at me sadly for a moment. Then she says, "Now tell me about the first question." And she presses play on the DVD player. We sit and watch the first question from Who Will Win a Billion? Prem Kumar was the quiz's presenter. He whispered to me, "For the first question, I'll ask you, what do the letters FBI mean? Have you heard of the FBI?"
"No," I said.
"Listen, we want you to win a little money, so I can change the question," he said. I thought for a moment. "I don't know about FBI, but I know INRI," I said. "It's written on the top of a crucifix in church." The quiz show began. "Tonight, we've got Mr. Ram Mohammed Thomas in the studio from our very own Mumbai," Prem Kumar said. "What do you do, Mr. Thomas?"
"I'm a waiter at Jimmy's Bar and Restaurant," I explained.
"I see. Well, Mr. Thomas, you seem to have all the religions in your name, so you may know the answer to this question. Here it comes. For 1,000 rupees, what are the letters on a crucifix? A, I-R-N-I, B, I-N-R-I, C, R-I-N-I, or D, N-I-R-I? Do you understand the question, Mr. Thomas?"
"Yes," I replied. "The answer is B, I-N-R-I.
"Are you absolutely sure?"
"Yes," I said.
There was a sound of drums. The correct answer lit up on the screen. "Absolutely correct," said Prem Kumar. "You have won 1,000 rupees.